This is Sexy Funny Raw, where we talk all about the world of sex, from dating and relationships to the adult industry itself, answering all the questions you weren't even brave enough to ask Google.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Funny Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Sage, and joined in studio with me today is my good friend and fellow comedian, Vinny Fastline. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. No, please sit down. Please hold the applause. Nobody's here. Nobody cares. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
What's up, girl?
This is going to be fun. We were talking the other day about, like, we were going to do some, like, cross promotion at a shoot house or something
with some other social media people. I'm talking to those guys this week.
Okay, good.
We're going to shoot some sketches. We're going to a whole new brand company they're trying to do.
I love it.
OnlyFans Instagram kind of thing.
And I'm down for that, guys.
Yeah, me too. Sure.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We both have podcasts. Like, I've done yours once before, but we got to redo our episode.
We do.
And then I was like, why haven't you come to my show?
Well, thanks for having me. I've been waiting.
Here you are.
I was going to write you off. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. You're starting to feel like I didn't love you.
I was feeling bummed. Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Now I feel great.
Great.
I'm never feeling sexy, funny, or raw, but I'm
You're gonna today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know which one you're gonna feel, but you're gonna feel one of them.
Okay, let's do it.
We're gonna talk sex fails.
Okay, so my entire life? All my sex?
All of my sex. sex can be, it can be very interesting because a lot of times things do go wrong. It's just like, any part of life, things go wrong in any part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be hilarious or embarrassing.
Oh, man.
And a little bit of both. Can you think of a time where you and your partner, doesn't have to be your current partner, could be any of your partners, have had
like
a sex fail?
Oh, my God.
One of your hundreds.
Okay. Is it my fail or hers?
It can be either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had this situation. All right. I mean, how long is this podcast?
We got
a whole bunch of them. All right. I do remember I hooked up with this girl in New York, I was doing shows out there, and then I randomly met a girl I met her on a dating app originally.
Okay.
And then
you're swiping in whatever city you
were
in.
Yeah, whatever city I was in. We go to a bar, we have fun, we're hanging out, whatever. Anyways, we're hooking up in the hotel, and then it smelled a little funky.
Oh.
Smelled a little funky. And then I looked down and I saw like a little like kind of brownish kind of like, or what, I don't know what it was, a weird color. I thought it was period. Like I thought she had.
That's like, good that you know that sometimes period can be brown.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, maybe dry period or whatever.
It's the last of the period, but yeah.
And then she stopped and she's like, wait. And I was like, what? And then she's like, I think I went to the bathroom or something. So she shit a little bit on the sheets.
Like diarrhea shit?
It was like a little blob of like shit.
Like she let a poop out.
Yeah.
It wasn't like my tummy's upset.
No.
She was like,
no, I wasn't
it.
Like a log or anything.
Yeah,
I wasn't like stewing on the bed. Like, and it wasn't just a huge old log. It was a little splash.
Not a Johnny Depp situation.
It was a little, one of the little salt guy tricks. And, but she was super embarrassed.
Of course. It's
super
mortifying.
And she wanted to stop.
It's mortifying with somebody you would have known for a decade, let alone someone you just fucking met. Yeah.
Oh, man. I wonder if she listens to this. She's like, oh, my God. What the fuck?
I don't think she's the first person to shit on a bed, though.
No.
Were you doing anal?
No.
Just regular
vag. It was just sex.
And she's like.
And then a little splash. And then she was super embarrassed. And I was like, fuck it. Get in the shower. Let's rip these sheets off.
And get back to it.
Daddy's ready to go. I didn't care.
I think
we actually continued after she showered.
Men don't really have off switches, do you? There's not a lot that can like really set you guys down, you know?
Not really. I mean, it was not like fun or anything. And I've definitely been in situations where the sex was bad and you're like, this has got to stop.
But you got to
like,
end it.
I don't know. I didn't want her to feel bad.
Yeah.
So
it was great sex up until the shit, right?
I didn't care. And honestly, I was more of like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's a
green flag. If there's a green flag guy out there, come and wave
come
it.
Come on, start waving. Come on. All right.
Yeah.
One green flag. Let's see how many we can get in 24 minutes. All
right. Because it is a bodily function at the end of the day. And in her defense, I will say, like, when you're orgasming, especially as a woman, your body is so relaxed that I can understand, like, if she was at, like, the height of pleasure, like, how it could just, like,
slip out. She didn't have a stomach ache or anything.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I would also defend her on the stomach ache issue.
She might have had something.
Yeah.
But like,
she
might have, not that way, but I'm saying, she might have.
And she also might have had something.
Yeah. But I just didn't want her to feel bad. I've been in that situation where it was not like, it was funny because it's actually my birthday many years ago. I'm laying on my buddy's couch, and I'm cuddling with this girl. We're just, and he's laying with his, the like, you know, a girl that he's with.
Yeah.
They're laying on the couch. We're laying on a separate couch. We're just cuddling, and we're just telling, like, jokes back and forth. We're just cracking up back and forth, making jokes. And then eventually she laughs so hard that she farted on me. Mm-hmm. And then I go, well, that's not the ass that I wanted on my birthday. But she was like, we gotta go. We have to leave. And she was so embarrassed. And I go, who cares? I don't care.
Okay,
whatever.
See, that was actually a question I was gonna ask. Like, how long into a relationship until you can comfortably fart around that human?
I mean,
what would you say? What's a good length of time for allowing just farts just to naturally flow?
I hold it in.
How long are you saving them for?
I need to know she loves me. You know?
She's got to say, I love you
Girl got to tell me she loves me before I'm like, and after it happens right after. She goes, I love you. I go, thanks. Me too. I love you. I was like, I shit my pants. How much do you love me? No. But I don't know. I wait a little bit.
You do.
I got to make sure they're, you know.
What about if a girl farted in front of you? Like how, I mean, obviously, whatever. I don't know how long you were dating the birthday couch fart girl, but.
That was a very short-lived experience.
Oh, so that fart ended it?
No.
Oh.
I let it go. I said, kid, don't leave. What the heck? Stick around. It's my birthday. Who cares? And we were just, eventually, we fooled around a little bit.
You made it through the fart.
Yeah, we got through the fart. She was visiting out of town. I sound like a one-night stand guy. What's going on here?
I mean, it is like we've all had lives. It's not like, I mean, I know you're not a one night stand guy now, but
I mean,
we all have pets.
That's how it feels. I hook up my girlfriend. I go, can you leave for the day? Just make me feel like it's a one night
stand. You guys live together.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, get out of here.
Go get you a hotel.
Go fight. Yeah, just get out of here. Just walk around the block. Be walk of shame, you know?
I love your girlfriend so much. She can come stay at my house
she's
if
awesome.
She wants.
Yeah, she's great.
Daily. Come on over anytime he needs to just bang you and get rid of you.
Daily's cool. Daily's cool. She puts
she really
up with my
is.
Shit.
She's great. Yeah.
She is.
I know some of the stuff she puts up with.
Oh, really? Oh, my. Let's call this bitch right
call
now.
Call her right now.
No, she puts up with a lot. But, you know.
When's a time?
Tis reciprocated.
I'm sure. Relationships are two ways.
Yeah, yeah.
When was a time that you were in like an uncomfortable sexual situation?
Ooh, I've had a few of those. I remember one time when I was in high school, I was like fingering a girl that started singing.
While fingering her?
Yeah, she was just like, oh man, there was a song too, and it was creepy song. This she was going.
It wasn't on the radio or it was?
No, it was a radio song. And I don't remember
but
what
like,
it was.
But, like, was it playing when she started singing?
No.
She just randomly started
singing.
It was
in her head.
Was she, like, tiptoe through the tulips kind of song?
No, it was like.
She's like, slow it down, motherfucker.
It was like, la, 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 la. But there was a rap version. It was like a hip-hop version.
Yeah.
And maybe we just listened to it, but she was singing that. And I was just like. Let's go. Get out of here.
The exit.
No, I didn't.
Is
do that.
That way?
But that was so weird.
That is very strange. She wasn't in the mood.
Yeah.
I will say, like, if you're not in the mood and someone is like trying to like get sexy with you, and you're just like, my brain's not there.
Oh,
you know,
my God,
like,
man.
It's a weird place.
I've had, and listen, I keep putting all the fails on other people. There's been plenty of times where I had whiskey dick, didn't get hard, or. You know, or like if you got a bad stomach ache, come up out of nowhere, you gotta hurry up.
Because you gotta do a lot of shaking,
there's all
a lot
types
of rumbling.
Work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It's fucking, you gotta go to a, you gotta go to a damn CrossFit class to have sex nowadays.
Have you ever shit while having sex?
No, but okay. Been close.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You ever,
like you had to pinch?
You gotta pinch.
Whoa. How can you come while pinching?
You gotta just man up. Man the fuck up.
I don't think I could come while pinching. I think my mind would be like so many other places.
Oh, I've had stomach aches and you just.
But but doesn't sex make you feel better after? It's kind of like a workout, I feel like. Even if you don't feel good, I feel like you can always get rid of a hangover by fucking. I feel like fucking is the miracle hangover cure.
Interesting. Yeah. I've definitely done it hungover, but.
Yeah.
I will start to notice that.
I don't think I have.
Let's start drinking right now and we'll test it later. Yeah. I'm gonna get fucked up.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever tried anything on you that you were maybe like not okay with, or they didn't ask you, like a finger on your ass, like anything like that? Like,
oh yeah, I've had that. Maybe in college was the first thumb.
A thumb?
I can't remember what
with
finger.
Or without asking.
Without asking.
Without. Oh,
I think
yeah.
that was a without ask.
And how did you feel about
I
that?
Said, woo! Hello! What did that?
Were you like pretty...
I said, now get up out of here. But try the other hand.
I really hope you said it exactly like that. Now get up out of here!
Woo! That's what happens as soon as you get the thumb.
Were you deep in like penetration mode when it happened, or was she like sucking your dick?
Man, that was so long ago.
You don't remember?
Man, I can't remember.
I feel like it's easier to do if you're sucking the dick and you can just secretly like boop.
An unannounced finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen too often. But I do remember one time being bit so hard. Oh. So hard.
Where on your body was the bite?
I think it was my shoulder.
Okay.
And it was so hard that I was mad. I mean, it was like, yeah, like she was hungry. I'm like, let's get a sandwich. If you're hungry, we can fuck.
Did it leave marks?
Postmate. Oh my God.
Yeah, bruise.
I think it bled. Oh. I mean, I've been bit before, but this motherfucker, she came down like an alligator.
Damn. I also bite during sex. Sometimes it's uncontrollable.
But it's got to be like... Yeah. There's a very nice pressure. There's a very specific pressure.
Yeah, sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, whoop, that's too much. I gotta bag away. I do the same thing with nails. Normally I have really long nails and I dig in and I'm always like, oops, that's too much.
Yeah,
that's
there's a no. You know if it's a little hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that was a painful ass fucking bite.
Yeah. Was that the last time you
fucked
that girl?
What if I just whipped it out? I had no shoulder blade.
Well, a girl took a corner out of my shoulder here.
Oh, man.
That would be a great fucking story, though.
It felt like it.
It'd be like, did you get bit by a shark? You're like,
no.
No.
Baby shark.
Yeah. This girl named Becky from Denver.
No, this baby, yeah, not shark. This was Shauna. What the fuck? I definitely feel like there's a million of these. Like, if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Does something happen that you were like, that's not exactly. Does somebody ever try to like invite somebody into a sexual experience and you were like, no, no. Like try and start like a threesome that you were like not okay with? Or you'd probably be okay with it. I don't know. I don't know your preferences.
I'm okay with it.
No. For the record.
Yeah. No. I not like unannounced. I've definitely have offers. Everybody has offers.
Yeah.
In comedy too.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
yeah, comedy's a weird world out there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You get offered like, hey, you want to hook up with all of us?
It's different for male comedians than it is for female. It's not like people are showing up to my show and being like, oh, I want to fuck you. You're so funny. Like, it's different.
Really?
For men and women. Yeah.
How does it go down? So like after shows, like,
I mean, people want to fuck me, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm funny.
But they don't
announce it. Yeah. No. I mean,
no offers or proposals. Like, hey, you want to?
I mean, not in my face.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Wow. And sometimes I get like straight up offers.
I can imagine that. No.
Yeah. And even like even recently, I'm like, I have a girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, we don't care. I'm like,
we don't care.
I'm like, I'm calling my girlfriend, breaking up with her. No, I'm like, yeah.
The comedian Shay Duran that we had spoke about that was hosting that social media thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had him on this show, and his kind of like shtick online is that he like talks about sex a lot, and he's very just like talking about like hooking up with random people and blah, blah, blah. In his DMs is like the wildest shit, but
really?
He'll really meet up with them and like do whatever. Like, he's down to like.
He's down to send us.
Yeah, he is. He makes it very well known that he answers messages and he will come and fuck you. And so women are just constantly like,
no
basically
way.
Just like, throwing themselves at him. Yeah.
Wow. Good for him, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not single now, so it's different.
It is different.
But, you know, if I was single, you know, and they politely offered, I would reciprocate.
It's nice to be offered sex, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
To
it's
be.
Not a thing I typically get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like being a lady.
Usually like, hey, get out of my way, short king or whatever.
Short king. I don't think men really like present sex in the same way that women do, but I know that like most women know they can have sex with pretty much
any man that they want. Yeah, it's pretty.
I mean,
set
to an extent. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, some women have no fucking girl code, but like, I would never like go after a married man or somebody in a relationship or something like that. But I know I have a phone full of men that are willing to pick up and answer and be at my house in 20 minutes. Yeah. You know?
So, no, I mean, yeah, that's not surprising news.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for guys, it's different. I mean, I'm only, you know, just, I only get any type of offers because of comedy. Like, yeah, you know, they think you're funny.
Funny is a whole thing. It's so sexy to women. Like,
yeah, I think it's also the spotlight and the stage. Yeah. And just for a moment, they think you're cool. And then they hang out with you later and they're like, what am I doing here?
Really
now?
Wrong. I've made a mistake. No, I'm
like super nice. So I think it's the opposite for me because I'm very respectful. I do appreciate women. I grew up with sisters.
Yeah.
And then girls always think I'm a very timid guy.
Mm.
And then when it comes to the bedroom.
Still timid. I'm just kidding.
I'm scared. What do we
Terrified.
Do? What do we do? I start crying. Can I touch your boob? No, boink.
So you talked about like to the point, obviously, like fails have been on you. You've had whiskey dick, like you've had all the things happen.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do when you're like in the middle of sex and you start to like lose steam? Like maybe like your hips start to give out or like you're just sweating bullets. Like
you go jump on top. Let's go. Saddle up, dude. That's a yeehaw, yeehaw.
Daddy needs a break.
Yeah, that's it, really. Yeah, when you lose sleep, you got to slow down.
Yeah.
You got to slow down.
You don't never take breaks. You just like stop, come back to it.
Lean in, sweet, you know, whisper sweet nothings. Like,
yeah.
Did you see the game today? Or something like that.
You're not down for like water breaks and come back to it?
Do you want to order a pizza? You know, shit like the hot stuff. The hot stuff. No, I mean, yeah. Oh, water breaks? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, take a water break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow it down, come back to it.
It doesn't have to be a movie.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's just enjoy the moment. Yeah. I think sex is the best.
Do you ever feel like, sorry, go ahead.
No.
Sex is the best win. Go.
When you're out of your head, you know?
Yeah.
When you're not thinking about it.
Yeah.
When you're just living in the, anything is better when you're in the moment. Most people currently, even in conversations, are not present. You know what I'm saying? What we talked about even before this podcast said, I actually like doing podcasts with headphones.
Yeah.
Because I'm ADHD. I'm like all over the place. So at least I could really listen in and like, you know, be focused.
Yeah.
So I think for people, you got to be in the moment, be present. Know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're all in our heads. Do they like me? Do they not like me? Do I like them? I don't like this. I like that. If you could just not think. I remember watching HBO had a documentary out back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Dating myself.
I love HBO in the 90s.
You remember
the best.
Real Sex HBO?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Real Sex HBO. It was a documentary. I remember watching it, sneaking on as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'd see it and I was like, watch this. And then I'd go, I'd watch these like really old, like, flabby people, just like, I mean, we're talking old, you know, skin hippies.
Yeah.
Most of the people that were on the show were like hippies back in the day.
Yeah.
And they would have sex and they would orgasm a ton and they would talk about it like to the camera, like, oh, you know, we have maybe 3 or 4 orgasms per session.
Yeah.
And it was very calm. And then you'd watch them, they'd show a little clip of them having sex, like, you know, covered up or whatever, but they would barely move and they would have lots of orgasms. And then I'm like,
how?
They were really just present.
Yeah.
They were really just feeling it.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, man, they're just high or some shit.
Yeah.
They're just high.
They're on X. Yeah. It's easy to have fucking 4 orgasms while on ecstasy.
Baked hippies. No, I think like you can have, I've had really good sex where you don't have to be like.
Oh, for sure. Just like intimate, passionate
and
sex.
Yeah.
One position and fucking mish and everybody finishes.
Yeah. No, I think you just got to be in the moment.
Do you always feel the need to finish? Or like if you're kind of like giving out and you're tired, can you like call it and be like, tap out?
There was, I feel like I can finish when, this is very detailed. I'm sorry, guys. Grandma, don't listen.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I mean, I feel like I could finish on command. Like I always wait. It's a thing. I have to wait for the other person
That's
to finish
nice.
Or I cannot. I
That's
really
nice.
Try.
Yeah.
Obviously not always, but most of the time I really, you know, I want her to finish. But that being said, there was one time that I was not into it and I like, once she was done, I faked an orgasm as a guy.
I know, guys do it. Guys do it. We've talked about it on this show before. Like, we definitely have.
I faked it.
Yeah.
I was like, get a towel. And she like, and then I found something. I was like, damn, or whatever. Like, I totally faked one. She's like, was it great? And I was like, yeah, you better wash that towel. It's gooey or whatever. I didn't even do anything. I was just exhausted. I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to offend her.
Right. Yeah.
So I faked it.
Now you know why we do it. We do it too because we don't want to hurt your feelings. We're like, let's just end.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't have to hurt our feelings. Guys won't be hurt. We'll just be, I guess we will be hurt,
yeah,
but we are satisfied getting off too. So well, if you're just like, this one's for you.
It's not gonna happen for me.
This one's for you. Like, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like,
if it's every time, then you're like, all right, where's the penis extension website or whatever?
We're clearly not compatible here. Yeah. Like, this is not going well. Have you ever injured yourself?
Oh yeah.
In sex.
Maybe like, you know, pulled out too far and then doink, you know, like one of those.
Oh yeah.
Oh, those hurt.
No, like when you jam the head of it and
I don't think I've ever like pulled a fucking I'm getting close. I think I pulled it back just walking up these stairs, but I'm getting close. I don't think I've ever hurt myself too crazy.
No. Like, not I mean, even, maybe like pulled something, you know?
Maybe like hit my head, like we hit heads or something.
Mm.
I don't know. When you have an adrenaline rush, I don't know if you've ever been in a fight. This is a weird weird example.
I have been in fights, yeah.
But like, if you've ever been in a fight, you don't
never
really...
Never started it, only finished.
Ooh. That's yeah, about. See, there you
Tag
go. There
up.
You go, girl. But you don't feel the pain really until after it's over.
Yeah.
It's like the adrenaline's so high that you don't technically feel it like as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you feel it later. So I feel like I've had the experience where you feel that later, you know?
No one's ever, other than the bite on your shoulder, like no one's ever grazed your dick with their teeth or
hurt your balls. What the hell's going on there, dude? What's that all about? Open it up a little bit. You got lockjaw? What am I, fucking a pit bull? What is happening? And I've had that for sure. Oh, yeah. You're like, ooh! Yeah, when it... That is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then you
Did you
shake
say
it off.
Something or do you
well,
like...
Yeah. Owie. Yeah. I mean, you got to be respectful. I'm all about being respectful. Like, I'll never be like, what the fuck? No, but I am like, owie, it hurts.
You're like, no.
You get this. Yeah.
No.
Ouch. Yeah. Hopefully they pick up on that.
Yeah. I think ouch is. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I think it's when people are trying
Ow,
to like
Charlie,
use
you
the
bit
teeth.
Me.
When they're trying.
When you try to use the little teeth and then you just do too much.
Yeah. Because I have like some guys do like a little teeth on their dick. Like I've had guys on this show tell me that they like a little like teethy to it. I mean, obviously not like a bite down. But
Yeah.
A little graze.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know. I don't have a dick, so I don't know. I would love to for like a week. I just want
you
a
don't
dick,
want
for,
a dick
a
for a week.
I do.
I mean, it
though.
Is cool. You get to pee standing up.
I want
to
hang towels from it. I want to do the helicopter. I want to put it in lots of things.
I do fun things.
Yeah.
I do fun things with my dick.
Yeah.
So I'll,
I would.
My girlfriend is.
I do so many.
She's
things.
Fucking awesome, dude. She like I. I hope her parents don't listen to this podcast. So, anyways, so we'll do two things. This is the funniest shit. First of all, I'll do something that like I'll just come. She'll just be laying on the bed or whatever. She's reading, not even a sexual experience.
Yeah.
And I'll just come out from the shower naked, and then I'll just do this, and I'll let my dick slap against my legs, and you'll just hear, like, and then she just watches it and she'll go, "Thank you for that. Thank you." And then another thing I do, this is my favorite, dude. Oh, man.
We love when guys swing it around. I mean, I do.
It's just
you
funny because it makes a silly noise. Yeah.
It's just funny. Like,
it
you
is.
Guys, it's just this funny little flingy
it
thing.
It is.
Like, you play with it.
Yeah. You don't play with it all the time. Yeah.
It literally just, it's like this. And she laughs and she's like, thank you. Another thing I did recently is like she'll be sitting on the couch and here's the door. Like I'll take a door. And then I'll get naked and I'll put my penis over the door so that it'll hang over like this, like a little elephant trunk. And then I'll go, "Hey, Daly, have you seen my pet elephant?"
Oh, my God.
And then she'll, but from her angle, it's super funny because you just see like a little trunk and it looks like he's hiding in the room. She's going to break up, man. She's gonna leave me.
Actually, you know what? Just the fact that you do the little elephant might be a reason she won't break up with
you.
We
true.
Love that stupid shit.
Yeah,
honestly.
She laughs. She goes, "That was funny."
No, it's hilarious. Mm. Dicks are fun. Little fun things to swing around. Yeah. I do so much with mine. Only for a week though. I really do like my vagina.
Oh man, if I had a vagina,
What would you do with it? Yeah, we're like, what would you do?
I would be the biggest slut ever.
I hear that so many times with guys.
I would always just say that.
Yeah. I would just, Actually, also, I say that, but when you think about it, I would also feel, I understand.
They're very temperamental. You had to be really careful with them.
No, I kind of,
you're high risk. I would actually,
it makes you like respect women more thinking about it because it's like very intrusive. It's like, hey, you're in my space.
You're in me.
Yeah. This is so. It's also like it's kind of a little scary, I guess.
But
no, I'd shove shit up there, coffee mugs. I would experiment, dude.
He'd be the best.
How far can I get this?
A coffee cup is that's a big ask. Dude, that is a big ask.
It's a skinny. It's one of those skinny mugs.
Yeah, you'd have to start with something small at the beginning. I don't know any woman who could just
I would talk to people from
coffee cup it in. Like
maybe your can, your Celsius.
You remember
can.
Ace Ventura when he talked Celsius. Out of his ass?
Yeah.
I would do the same thing with, I'd be like.
With your vagina.
What's going on? How are you? You should do a podcast.
Out of my vagina?
Where it just talks, vaginas talk to each other.
X-ray.
I want 10%.
I was going to say, who's going to put that up?
I would watch that shit.
You have to have like,
where are you going to put it hooks?
Dude, I might do a butthole podcast.
Just buttholes talking to each other?
Yeah.
Actual buttholes or animated buttholes? That's the difference.
No, you know what? I didn't want to out myself because I was possibly going to do this, but I'm not going to. I wanted to do a podcast where I green screen my whole body.
Yeah.
All body.
Yeah.
Except the penis and balls. Okay? Hear me out. Okay. So you have you have your backdrop here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You just, you know, plop your little penis and balls on the table. You have another guy, he could pop his little penis and balls on there.
Yeah.
And then you have to have green screen hands.
Yeah.
And then you have to go like this. Hey, what's going on, buddy? And you literally, it's called the penis podcast. And you have two guys talking to each other with their penis. But if it's green screened with the hands, it looks like a penis is talking.
Interesting.
And then you'd have a penis podcast. Mm. Listen, I'm here for ideas all day.
Yeah.
I'm creating hits.
I would watch, but only if I can see the man whose penis it belongs to. Or if at the end it's a guessing game of which one belongs to
him. It's gotta be mysterious. Nobody gets to know. You get to see two penises talk, and it's gonna be a funny.
I need to know who the penis.
Will it be in the credits, like starring?
Yeah,
this person's
exactly.
Penis?
No. Yeah. It's just. It's gotta be. You'll never know. Anonymous penises. I guarantee
you
somebody's
get some
gonna
good
steal.
Guests if it's anonymous.
How funny would
people
that be?
People are going to guess. That's gonna be the part of
you
it.
You could draw a little face on them.
You should do guest starring.
They got the mouth. You put little eyes on there. Hey, what's going on, buddy? How's your day? It was rough. Fucking, you know, whatever. Bill beat the shit out of me or whatever. I don't know. It would be fun. Anyways, fine, guys. I won't do it.
Really? I mean, work through the logistics, you know?
I'm not going to do it, but I thought it'd be great.
Have you ever had public sex?
What is it?
Public sex?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. You were like, yes and yes.
I feel like, yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
Have you ever been caught having public sex?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
I've had a few.
Tell me.
I don't know. I've had a few. I had, I've gotten pulled over by a cop getting a blowjob.
Were you driving erratically?
I was driving. Mm-hmm. And this is a while back. It was a young buck.
And what did the cop say?
Well, you know, the whole story is, it's funny. The first podcast I ever did was Ralphie May's podcast.
Yeah.
And Lana Turner, and
rest in peace.
And I talked about this story, which is funny. And yeah, cop spotlight, you know, comes on, and I'm like, we're being pulled over, and spotlight comes on from the cop, and then she was just like, what? You know, nothing discreet about it.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, gosh, come on. And then pulled over. And then the cop, you know, the cop takes their time. They run your plates. Yeah. They kind of, this motherfucker sprinted. I don't know if he was trying out for the Olympics or what, but he got out
the car.
Making
sure he's going to see your dick out. That's
dude,
what he was going to
guy more. Rushed. Yeah. And I did the tuck it underneath the belt trick. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
So I had to strap it under the belt trick.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and he comes up to my window and he goes, hey, what's going on here? And I said, we're swerving a little bit. And I go, I haven't been drinking. And he says, I never said you were. And then I was like, uh-oh. And then he goes to the back of the car and he says, okay, come to the back of the car with me. So I thought he was going to give me a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, you know.
Ah, shit.
You know, I got my, you know, hard, you know, hard 2-incher out, you know, or whatever. No, but I go to the back of the car and he says, he looks down on me. I thought he was going to be a sobriety check, but he looks down on me. And he said, well, was she doing anything to you to make you swerve? And I go,
this is his fucking fantasy.
I know, honestly. I go, no, sir. He goes, no, was she doing something to you that was making you, you know, swerve? And I was like, no, I'm just really tired. And he goes, well, I can't get you for anything, but have a good night.
Now,
he could have got me for reckless driving, probably, right, or something. He could have got me for something. Yeah. Anyways.
He was proud of you.
He let me go.
Yeah.
And I remember I saw him at the YMCA like a month later. We recognized each other. I looked at him. He looked at me. And we both went. I literally went like this. He looked at me. He goes like, I think he went first. I think he looked at me and he went. And then I went.
Oh, my God.
And he knew.
Of course. He's not an idiot. And like you said, she didn't make it.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. But that was funny. And then, I remember having sex at a party. Everyone watched us in the shower.
Oh, God.
I had a...
You invited in an audience?
Yeah, they just ran in.
Oh, okay.
And then we just kept going.
Yeah.
And then, wow, you guys are looking at me just... You look at
a lot of public sex different. For you, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Let's see what else. We did the whole sit on top of me with the clothes on and with people around.
Oh wow!
You know, slip it around, you know, slip it in, dress, you know. So
yeah.
Everyone's
Where
around.
Where were you?
I was actually on. This was a college thing. I was on a bus.
Okay.
Where like it was everyone going to an event,
yeah,
dressed up like at a formal or something,
yeah.
Oh man, I've had. This podcast can go on for hours.
Nobody knew though that you were doing it on the bus.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh,
I actually was made fun of. I'm airing out my dirty laundry.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Holy shit!
Yeah. What sounds do you enjoy hearing from a woman, and what sounds would completely like just limp dick you out?
Really? Well, my favorite sound is "Hey, I'm Brian." It's one of my favorites. Really gets me going. Now, I would say sounds I like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like a good moan.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I don't like a bad moan, and I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
That have literally. Turn me off.
That's what I'm saying.
I've dated girls that I'm like, ooh, I can't deal with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
What was the moan?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I don't know. There's a few. I've had a few. It's very specific.
There was a girl in porn that used to say, she used to call her vagina her pussy, or not her pussy, her cookie. And that used to, because she had a really high-pitched voice. And she's like, oh, my cookie, get the cookie. Oh, get the cookie. And I was like, aye. That one was throwing me off. I was like, I just stop calling it your cookie.
Did you tell her?
No. I mean, I'm going to let her do her thing. It was like her signature thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it just really was like not it for
me.
I'm
like, hey, Mrs. Fields, tone it down a little bit, all right? I got diabetes. Put your cookie away.
Or do you remember, like, in Forgetting Sarah Marshall when the guy who, I can't even think of his name, curly-haired guy, he's fucking that random girl and she keeps saying, hi, hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Sex. And he's like, can you please just stop saying hi? And it's really throwing
That's
me off
so
here.
Funny. That's so funny. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Let me see. Oh, man. There has to be a weird...
I know somebody said something that's just, like, completely thrown you off.
I mean, I don't want to throw Daily under the bus. She's definitely said some funny shit. She's hilarious, man. And then she doesn't even mean to say it. Her dirty talk was like, I'm making a turkey sandwich or whatever. Something like... I mean, she literally said something like, you want me to make you a turkey sandwich? And when she said that, I stopped. I go, what are you doing? She made me a turkey sandwich earlier, and it was phenomenal. And I that was her dirty talk. I'm sorry, Daily. I'm sorry. It's being said. It's being said.
Oh, my God.
It's said. It's done. It's said. She said, do you want a turkey sandwich?
She's like, remember that turkey sandwich? You really enjoyed
I mean, it was insane. I mean,
you want that turkey sandwich
again,
don't you?
You want that turkey sandwich? And then I just played into it. I'm like, what kind of cheese did it have? Mustard or mayo?
No mayo, please.
Oh, yeah, that turned me off a little bit.
Oh my god, I think I made my guy almost like lose his orgasm the other night, and I was trying to do something very similar. Like I was trying to make sexy dirty talk, and it went wrong because he didn't get what I was saying. But like, okay, we met at the gym, and we always kind of like dirty talked about how like. We're going to go, there's little rooms in the gym everywhere, obviously. And we're like, one of these days, we're just going to sneak off into a room. We're going to fuck at the gym. And so when we're fucking, we often talk about like how, like one of these days, we're going to be at the gym and he's just going to rip my pants off in one of these rooms, right? So we were fucking on the couch and he was really close to coming. And so I thought I was like hyping him up. And I was like, yeah, you're going to take me into that little room. And he goes, babe, I'm really close to coming. I don't want to move to the other room. And I was like,
You're gonna take me in that little room.
I was gonna go more in depth, but he stopped me with the go into the little room, and he was like, "Babe, I don't want to move right now." I was like, "That's not where I was going."
Man.
But I think I ruined his little buzz. You know,
yeah, that's not bad.
Nah,
you're gonna take me in that little. It would have got weird if you're like, and there's toys in there.
He just thought I wanted like a change of scenery while we were doing it. And yeah. I was like, no. It was the dirty talk was coming.
You're going to pick me up and walk me to Chipotle and fuck me in the bathroom. No, I don't want to. I'm almost done.
He's like, I just want to fuck right here, though.
No, but right here, right now. Yeah, why are we? Oh, no, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Just a little confusion.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
all.
A little miscommunication.
Yeah. They're back on track.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
There's got to be better ones. I know you said some weird shit. Come on.
Oh, I mean, the amount of stuff I've said in porn is obscene.
Yeah,
but you're
like,
supposed to make it fucking weird in porn.
But
you know?
No, not like weird shit. Like something ridiculously that embarrassingly funny.
I don't know.
Because they could cut that shit out of porn.
I mean, I've definitely like queefed on set before and then
that's
just
okay.
been like, oh, that's like my pussy talking to you. You know? Like, you gotta be like creative with it because it's awkward as shit. You know?
Sorry, I'm bilingual. Yeah. I speak a second language.
That's pussy talk, but I want more.
Bilingual.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Guys don't care.
Shit. Yeah.
Bailey will apologize. She'll go, sorry. I go, I don't care. It's a compliment.
It is. I mean, you're the one who put all the air in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It has to find a way to exit. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. We did it. That is all we have time for.
Damn it.
Benny could go on forever with the fails of his sexual conquest.
Yes. Anyways, I lied. I'm actually a virgin. What if all that was a lie? Just making shit up to sound cool.
Why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Don't find me. It's a waste of your time. I'm just a mess. No, I have Vinny Fastline, FASLINE. You can find me on every platform, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, all the stuff. I have a podcast, My Plus One.
Yeah.
She's done it. She's coming back.
Yeah.
We have celebrity guests. They bring a plus one. It's very fun. Mm-hmm. She brought her dad. We're going to do it again. She can bring somebody else. I'm going to have some TV stuff. I had some TV stuff come up this year. And I'm going to have a taping come out this year on a big
nice.
Framer.
Can't wait.
Laugh It Forward is the series, so you'll see
That's fucking awesome. I'm so excited to see that. Congrats, friend.
Thank you.
That's great. All right, well, thank you for being here. And if you liked what you saw today, guys, just hit that subscribe button. And until next time.